good evening.
So, Nigel, well, you're involved. You've got your fingers in a lot of pies, quite literally.
I have done this week, yeah, because I've been judging for Deliciously Yorkshire at the Pavilion at the Showground, which is great because I used to live on Hookstone Road, and then I was in the Valley Gardens, although I played my rugby for Otley. Sorry about that, Harrogate. But cricket for panel. So great to be back here. And also, yeah, a lot of pies. We've been tasting, excuse me, the best of Yorkshire food and drink over a few days this week at the Showground, and actually pies in Yorkshire still very much alive and well.
Well, we'll come on to the awards in just a second, but first of all, let's talk about our very own Steph Moon, because you and Steph go a long way back, don't you?
Known Steph for a long time. I used to supply all the wines when I was a wine merchant, Yorkshire Fine Wines, based at Nunmonkton between York and Harrogate. Rudding House was one of the first accounts when it became, the Mackinesses turned it into a hotel. So I've known Steph for a long time. She's a real talent. She and I, this is a scoop. We're going to be hosting Deliciously Yorkshire Awards later in the year together at the Showground, at Harrogate Showground. So yeah, she's brilliant. So, and it's a really good example of, I'm a cook, she's a chef. She's run brigades. I've run my own kitchen, so it's really, I'm much more on the domestic side, what it's like for our listeners to be cooking for. She's run big kitchens, but now she's doing even more consumer stuff like this, and she's really good at it.
She is very, very good. So let's talk about the awards then, because the reason why we're here today is because of the awards, and you're preparing for the awards. So what can you tell us?
Yeah, we've just been tasting a huge amount of ingredients. I've just rushed out of pies, got my thumb out of those. I'm going to be rushing back into beer and ciders and wines.
Dream day for some people.
Very tough day. I have to pace myself. Wine, really interesting, you know, but the most northerly commercial vineyards in Britain are in North Yorkshire, you know, so and better than ever, not just white wine, but rosé and reds. So obviously a great brewing tradition as well. But now what's really lovely about this massive county, twice as big as any other in England, is that the diversity of ingredients, but also because of cosmopolitan nature of this fantastic county, is that there are some great pickles, great Indian, Pakistani influences, so I'm loving that alongside all the more traditional ones. So it the culinary innovation in Yorkshire, I think, is without doubt higher than ever.
Absolutely. And what can you tell us about the producers that you've been judging, and what can you tell us about how the judging's going so far?
Judging is pretty rigorous. We try and break it up so you're not just doing all baked goods. You know, you could be, here come, you know, another 20 curd tarts, because your palate will just, you know, begin to fall away.
Understandable.
Yeah. But so you do that. So it could be that you have a few of those, and then you have some pickles, and then you have some beer. Every year the diversity is increasing, and the quality is going up there. And what's interesting, a lot of people who get into artisan food and drink production have come back from other backgrounds. They might have been in the banking world. They might have been, obviously, farming moves on, farm shops. You know, survival of the farmers has been tough. But the really enterprising ones think, right, I'm going to go to farmers markets. I'm going to meet my customer. I'm going to open up a farm shop. You see that more and more. And then other people who said, well, I might be, you know, good marketeer. If you can make good produce, you know, Harrogate gin and what have you, there are more gins distilled in
no.
Yorkshire. Than any
yeah.
other county by miles. The gin renaissance really did start here. So it's very interesting, with some great people from different backgrounds bring a lot to the culinary party, but then the key is to help your business grow and that you can make some brass, because otherwise there's no point in doing it.
Yeah, that's the aim of the game, isn't it? And finally, let's talk about the awards then. So you're judging for the awards and then the big night. Tell us what will happen on the big night and when it is.
Well, that's a very grown-up question. I knew you'd ask me that. I think it's October. I know...
busy diary. It's understandable that you can't remember. It's in your diary.
It's actually in my Filofax. I'm so, like Freddie Flintstone, I have a Filofax all backed up on the computer, of course. But I'm pretty certain it's a Tuesday. Could be a Wednesday. And we'll get this very room where we're doing the interview. We'll have 400 and odd, maybe 500 food and drink producers here, and we'll be telling them who's won all the different categories. It could be baked goods, it could be, as I say, beers, pickles, whatever. So we have about 20 prizes. We have an overall winner, best product of the year, and it's just celebrating all things food and drink. It has to be produced in Yorkshire, and nigh on 90% of the ingredients are from Yorkshire.
Well, listen, they're absolutely fantastic awards. Thank you so much for taking the time out to chat to us on Stray FM, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
I'll give it. I'm going to shoot up to Slaley Hall near Hexham.
Oh, I've stayed there. Yeah. Lovely
tonight.
Hotel.
and then back down near London afterwards, believe. But send my love to Steph Moon. I'm really looking forward to co-hosting with her for the Deliciously Yorkshire Awards, and she's a great culinary talent and great on radio as well. Nice to see you again.